Okay, my friends. So yesterday we read about the sun and the moon, and we learned a lot of interesting facts about the sun and the moon, and we could see the phases of the moon and the sun, and we could learn about how things change based on the sun and the moon, and it's lots of science, lots of fun things in that book. But you know, lots of people have looked up at the sun and the moon and wondered what's going on up there. And we found a really great fable, a folk tale from Canada up north of where we live. This is a piece of mythology from the Inuits, the people who lived there. And we're going to read it. It's about day and night. It's called The Origin of Day and Night. It was written by Paula Ikutug Rumbolt, and it's illustrated by Lenny Lishchenko. And friends, if you can get a copy of this book, you should. It is really beautiful. And if you like mythology as much as we do, this is the way to go. So buckle up. Today's story is read by Mommy. And what do you got? Who are you today? What? You kind of have to say it a little bit louder. Chickies? Mommy and Chickies. Here we go. At the very beginning of time, there was no light on earth. Darkness surrounded everything. Only nocturnal animals, those who could see in the dark, could easily hunt for food. Tiri, the Arctic fox, was lucky enough to have a pair of eyes that could see in the dark. He could hunt animals while they were sleeping and steal from the secret places where humans hid their food. This was also a time of magic words, when things that were spoken aloud could become real. Tiri loved the darkness so much that he called out, "Tuck, tuck, tuck, darkness, darkness, darkness." And so it remained dark. In the darkness, Tiri hunted for little animals to eat. Like the lemming he had been sniffing out for hours, prancing around on the soft snow as quietly as he could, Tiri found the lemming's home and jumped as high as he could. He dove headfirst into the fluffy snow right above the little burrow where the lemming was sleeping. He came out with the lemming in his mouth. But someone else heard Tiri calling out. Ukarik, the Arctic hare. Though she did not have the special eyes that could see in the dark, she could hear the fox. And she wondered what would happen if she called out the word for day. And so she said, "Obluk, obluk, obluk, day, day, day." And slowly, the world became bright. Tiri's vision began to dull, and he looked around as quickly as he could and spotted Ukulik. Tiri yelled, "What did you do? I can't see anything!" The fox and the hare weren't the fondest of friends. Tiri tried hunting Ukulik from time to time because he knew that she couldn't see him. And she ran away whenever she heard him or felt his presence. "I would like to find my own food in the brightness. I cannot see in the dark," Ukulik told him, munching on some moss. "I'm not done eating yet. That lemming was too small, and I am still hungry," Tiri said, and he ran about, repeating, "Tuck, tuck, tuck," and the darkness came back. Ukulik perked up her ears and twisted them towards the noise the fox was making. Tiri was about to chase the hare, but as he moved toward her, he caught the scent of another animal. He could tell by the smell that this animal was much tastier than a hare or even a lemming. Now, what animal do you think it might be? You don't know? You know, we were kind of reading through this, and I could see you were listening and you were engaged, so I didn't ask, but I want to know now. Do you know what a lemming is? Yeah, it's like it's smaller than a rabbit. It's kind of like rodent sized. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, Tiri called out, tack, 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 to make sure Ukulik did not bring back the daylight. He followed his nose to where the smell was coming from, a secret stash of caribou meat hidden by humans. Do you know what a caribou is? Oh, it's a big animal. Imagine, I know you know what a deer is, or maybe a moose. It's something along that line. It's a very big, tall animal with...
Wait. Mm-hmm. Is the caribou like the reindeer thing that was blocking the Polar Express?
Yeah, only they're bigger than reindeer, quite a bit bigger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you've got the right idea. Now, the people had planned to eat that caribou meat during the long winter, but Tiri was about to ruin their plan. He whispered, tack, one more time, dug quietly into the ground, and found the meat. He began eating, grateful that the light was not blinding him. Ukulik lost track of Tiri, so she carefully said, ublook, ublook, ublook. And the sun came up, and she saw Tiri down in the valley pawing at something on the ground. And as she watched, he grew tired and began digging a burrow in the snow to take a nap. Usually, after you've had something yummy to eat, you get a little tired, huh? While Ukulik kept her ears open, ready for when Tiri decided that he had had enough sleep, she could see the humans waking up to find some of their hidden caribou meat gone. She watched them bury the rest even deeper. Ublook, 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 Ukulik whispered, trying to give them more time. She kept her ears down so that she looked just like a ball of snow. The humans didn't know she was helping them. They didn't even know her words were powerful enough to help them. So she's got some pretty cool magic. And, you know, because she is an Arctic hare, because she is a hare that is what color?
White.
She's in the snow, right? So guess what you see with her? Nothing. She blends right into the snow. That's a pretty cool disguise. Tuck, 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 someone called in the distance. Ukulik knew that Tiri had woken up. The sun began to set, and so the humans went back to their igloo for the rest of the night. Ukulik kept her distance from Tiri, but she concentrated on the sounds he was making. She knew he was sniffing around the hidden meat, trying to find a way to dig in. Ublook, 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 Ukulik said, trying to help the humans by bringing back the daylight. As the sky grew brighter, Tiri looked for the hare, trotting up to the hills to find her. We need to figure out a way for both of us to find food, he said. How about we take turns? Ukulik suggested. They agreed that Tiri would go first. Tack, 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 he called, and he looked around and sniffed deeply to find food. Thanks to Ukulik, the humans had hidden their caribou meat deep in the ground. So he looked for something else, and he dug in the snow to see if he could smell a siksik, which is a ground squirrel, in its hole in the earth. But siksik's hole was not in the spot that he remembered seeing in the summer. So, because foxes will eat squirrels, right? And a lot of other things. Oh, yeah, they will definitely eat chickens.
Would they eat a snow chicken that's all white?
Absolutely, they would. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. I've never seen an Arctic chicken before. I feel like maybe if you are a chicken, you don't want to live in the Arctic. Because what do you eat? What do chickens eat?
They're herbivores.
They eat little bugs and stuff. So they like worms and they like corn and they like little bits of grains that are fed to them. But They're going to have a hard time finding that when the ground is covered in snow. Aha, now you're with me. So I think our fox is going to have to find something other than chickens.
Ublook, ublook, ublook,
Ukulik said, impatient to have her turn. I haven't found anything to eat yet, Terry called out, annoyed.
I gave you a lot of time. Next time, look faster.
Ukulik began eating her frozen cranberries. Ooh, now that sounds like a really good breakfast, right? Yummy. Tuck, 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 said Terry. You already know where your food is, so you can eat in the dark. And he continued sniffing out the sick.
Ukulik wondered if there was a way to make things fair. How about this? We give each other enough time to find a meal or two before the other changes the light in the sky, she suggested. I'll give you more time if you will do the same for me.
The two agreed, and from then on, Terry had enough time to find a decent meal, and Ukulik had enough time to find the plants that she most liked to eat. They found a way to compromise, is what we would say.
And so Terry and Ukulik used the power of their words to bring the sun up into the sky and then to make it set.
Tak brought darkness, and Ublok brought day. Now, day came and replaced night, and when night had gone, day came again. And this is why we now have day and night. And that is the end of that beautiful piece of mythology. For we sure do like hearing about how some people can make up beautiful stories to explain things. That's one way of doing it, huh?
Did you like that story?
Yeah, me too. And that, my friends, is the end.